This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. We are joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and Janelle Kalish, both of Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning, Janelle. Malia, how are you today?
Excellent. We're excited about another beautiful fall day.
Yes, yes. Fall is definitely here. It's so comfortable out finally. It's good sleeping weather, all
just
that good stuff.
Don't look out the windows today.
Yes, a little later it's going to start getting a little more crummy, that's for sure. Sun is out now, and we'll enjoy it while we can. We've got a big show as always. We'll do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week coming up a little bit later on in the program. We're going to be talking about different types of retirement accounts that you could be saving into. We're talking specifically this week about IRAs. Don't forget, as always, you can find Klaus Financial online. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial on the website. You can also sign up there for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, something I did a couple of years ago. And it's a really nice weekly snapshot of what's been going on in the market. Also has a link there to the most recent podcast. So if you missed, for example, some of today's show, or maybe you missed last week or a previous show or want to get some more information, great resource getting to klausfinancial.com and signing up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Mentioned, of course, Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll be doing that a little bit later in the program. Got a $25 gift card for Olive Garden this week. And don't forget Klaus Financial Office telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you want to call now, we'll get you on the air, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Let's talk a little bit before we get rolling on this week's topic about last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Let's get both the question as well as the answer from last week.
All right. Thanks. Thanks to everyone last week for listening and calling in, and congratulations to our winner. As you may remember, the question was, according to Morningstar, what is the total amount of assets in dollars invested in a target date fund sector at the end of 2017? And the answer was total assets in this sector topped $1.1 trillion at the end of 2017.
Wow. And again, if you want to hear last week's show and review, if you got some questions about that stuff, you, of course, get to klausfinancial.com, get the podcast there, and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. We'll be doing another one this week a little bit later on in the program, so listen closely to the show. As mentioned, we talk, obviously, on this show a lot about different retirement accounts that you can put money into. And it sounds this week, and correct me if I am wrong, kind of looking at some of the notes, we're talking IRAs this week, aren't we?
Primarily trying to keep our talk very specific to IRAs. We talked about different vehicles that we can all save money into for our retirement. You hear us talk a lot about 401ks, 403bs that many of you have at your place of employment. But many people actually work and they don't have an employer plan. So they actually have the opportunity to save into an individual retirement account, which is what an IRA is. But there are some different contribution limits and some things to know. And there's a whole bunch of different types of IRAs. So hopefully we can explore a few of those today. So the basic IRA that we're going to discuss, a traditional IRA, has a limit. So first of all, if you're under 50, the amount you can put into a traditional IRA in 2018 is $5,500 per year. If you're over 50, that contribution limit, they have a catch-up, and that's up to $6,500 you could put in. But you have to earn at least that amount in a year. Assuming you earn $5,500, you can actually contribute $5,500. So earned income requirements are important to understand. This can't be income you've earned perhaps from dividends, other types of income. It has to actually be earned income. So we'll discuss a little bit more about that later. But many people ask us, you know, how long can I keep on contributing into my IRA? I mean, is there an age limit? And so in this case, for a traditional IRA, you actually cannot add money into a traditional IRA after the age of 70 and a half. And many of us have talked about RMDs on this show, required minimum distributions. So it doesn't make sense to necessarily be putting money into an IRA after the age of 70 and a half, just so you can turn around and have to start taking a distribution out, according to the IRS. But just one little caveat, if you're still working and you have a 401k, you can actually contribute into your 401k at work, but not into an IRA. So just keep that in mind. Also, maybe you're working and your spouse has not been working. You don't want to miss that opportunity to be able to add money into their IRA. So let's say you earn $20,000 in a year. You could conceivably put in $5,500 for yourself if you're under 50, and $5,500 into your spouse's account, which would be considered a spousal IRA, even though they didn't have any earned income, because you had at least $11,000 of earned income. So make sure you speak to your accountant and see if this might make sense for you as you're planning out your next tax year.
Good advice, as always. Talking with Malia Cuevas and Janelle Kalish of Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online. The website, klossfinancial.com. It's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information up on the website. Their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you, kick-of-the-tires appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number coming up later on in the program. We'll do our Kloss Quiz question of the week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize again this week, a $25 gift card for Olive Garden. As we're talking about IRAs, one of the things I've learned from hanging out with you guys on a weekly basis for many, many years is there are not all IRAs are the same. There's Roth IRAs and there's traditional IRAs. Do you, you know, what are some of the things that somebody would need to know in order to qualify to have one of those?
That's a great question. One of the biggest differences is that a Roth IRA is a special retirement account that you fund with post-tax dollars, meaning there is no upfront deduction for Roth IRA contributions, unlike the traditional IRA. And you can contribute to a Roth IRA as long as you have earned income. So that means that they're appropriate for anyone of any age. You could be a high schooler earning part-time job. You could contribute to a Roth IRA, or you could be after 70 and a half and contribute to one also. There's no age limit. There is income limits on it, though. You have to have earned income, which is, you know, your wages or salary, and it's not anything like a pension income or Social Security. Roth IRAs have eligibility limits as well. So if you're single or a head of household, single with a head of household, you have modified adjusted gross income of less than $120,000. Or if you're married filing jointly, you can contribute the maximum to a Roth if your MAGI is $189,000 or less. And there's phase-out limits in there. If you're single, it's between $125,000 and $135,000. And married filing jointly, again, is $189,000 to $199,000.
Very, very interesting stuff. And Janelle, you point out that there's no upfront tax deductions for those Roth IRA contributions. I think a lot of people, sometimes we hear those things and we don't necessarily know exactly how the two differ. And I think that's an important point there, probably the most significant point of how they differ. You mentioned earned income. Real quickly, how do we kind of define earned income?
Earned income is what you make from working. It's your salary, your bonus, if it's a W-2 income, or you may have profits from a small business. Things like that.
Great stuff. Mm-hmm. Janelle Kalish, as well as Malia Cuevas, joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Janelle and Malia, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number is 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also give us a call toll-free, 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Janelle and Malia, and we'll also take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals, Janelle Kalish and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, if you have questions for Janelle and Malia, they're here to help. Telephone numbers 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can, of course, call in, get your question answered on air. Klaus Financial, their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, there is no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Talking about IRAs this morning, talked a lot about traditional, also started mentioning Roth. We'll get a little bit more into Roth IRAs in just a moment, but Dan checks in with a question. Dan, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and Janelle Kalish of Klaus Financial.
Morning.
Good morning, Dan.
I have a 401k and a Roth 401k through employer, and I've been contributing my Roth through the employer about 5%, and then my 401k about 6%. And I had another IRA I was contributing not through the employer, through my own. I was putting roughly about $100, $200 a month in there. And I have roughly 15 more years of working, and I was wondering pros and cons of that, if that is good to put both in there. You know, one's pre-tax and one is taxed, and is it more like a wash when you do retire, when you take it out?
Yeah, great questions, Dan. Thank you so much for calling. I think he's pre-reading our notes here like usual, everyone does. Great. Thank you so much for calling in. So you know, at the end of the day, when we sit down with our retired clients or our clients who are getting ready to retire, we love for them to have different pots of money, so to speak, to be able to draw from. So most people have a majority of their retirement sitting in pre-tax types of accounts. So as those dollars come out, they will be paying tax on every single dollar. If they happen to have some Roth IRAs or Roth 401ks, and normally those are rolled into Roth IRAs if you're in the 401k part, they can take those as they want to, obviously not having to pay taxes. So the more vehicles, the better. And I say that because we don't know what tax brackets are going to be in the future. We try to figure out for our clients which tax brackets we feel they probably will be in based on the amount of income they draw, but we don't know that for sure. So to have a various number of buckets like that is wonderful. Now, when you get into also having an IRA on the side like you're speaking of, sometimes there are limits by the IRS as far as contribution limits, how much you can put in if, in fact, you or your spouse has the retirement plan at work. So very good idea. Now, the max for a 401k contribution, if you're under 50, is $18,500 into a 401k plan. And that doesn't mean $18,500 into a Roth 401k and $18,500 into a traditional 401k. The total amount that can be contributed is that. So however you want to splice it up. So thanks for calling, Dan. Really appreciate that.
Talking with Malia Cuevas and Janelle Kalish of Klaus Financial. Don't forget about the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And another guy joins us. I think he might be perusing some of our notes as well. Gary checks in. Gary, welcome to the program. You have a fantastic question. I think a lot of people have a similar one. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I retired about a year ago or so, and I had a 401k with my employer that I converted to a traditional IRA, and wondering your thoughts on rolling over money from the traditional IRA into a Roth IRA.
Yes, so thank you, Gary, for that question. So we do spend quite a bit of time talking about these ideas, and we call them Roth conversions is the topic you're bringing up.
And the opportunity there is really a great one. Some of the points we were going to talk about in a few minutes include the fact that if you're going to leave behind assets, and we're not talking about that yet, if we were to leave behind something to grandchildren perhaps, one of the best legacy tools is actually Roth IRAs, because they can keep that presumably in an account. And although there are required minimum distributions if people inherit those from Roth IRAs, it can grow tax-free. And that's the greatest thing we have about those. But the deal is this. You've got a Roth IRA. You have a traditional IRA that you're talking about. You've decided, I want to convert some of it so it can grow tax-free. And that means, let's say your income this year is $50,000 and you want to convert, say, $10,000 of a current IRA into a Roth. Now, immediately, your tax bracket has just gone up because you've added an additional $10,000 taxable income for this year that you're going to pay taxes on April 15th of next year. So what we try to do with our clients as they're looking at this theory is, let's see how much more within the tax bracket before they jump up to the next bracket they could possibly convert. So that's a conversation between your accountant and maybe your financial advisor to help you figure out how much could I get converted so that I could have another pool of money, as we were just talking about with the last caller, sitting in an account growing tax-free. As it comes out, that's wonderful income we'd like for all of our clients to have.
And then is there a time frame that you have to wait once you convert some money before you can withdraw that then?
Well, it's another great point. So you can withdraw your contributions at any time without tax or penalty. But if you try to withdraw your growth on that prior to 5 years in the Roth, prior to age 59 and a half, you will pay a 10% penalty. So there's a 5-year window on growth from that Roth IRA.
Great.
But your contributions you could take out immediately.
Great.
With no penalty or tax.
Great question. Gary, thank you so much for calling us this morning. We are going to wrap up our conversation about IRAs. We'll also do our Kloss Quiz question of the week next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined this morning by Janelle Kalish and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll do the Kloss Quiz question of the week as we are continuing our conversation and some great questions this morning. Janelle, you were saying there was something you wanted to add to part of the earlier conversation?
Right. I just wanted to remind people that with Roth conversion contributions, you're taxed in the year that you do the conversion. If you're under 59 and a half, you don't get the 10% penalty on that. But if you withdraw that money before 59 and a half, you will get the penalty on that withdrawal.
And that's on top of taxes.
Well, you've been taxed on it, you will get the 10% penalty when you do withdraw it.
Good information for sure. Janelle Kalish and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Before we get to the Kloss Quiz question of the week, anything else that obviously I think we could probably do week after week of this because it's such a great topic. Anything else that we want to advise people quickly before we get to the question of the week?
Well, I think what you've heard today is put away your money somewhere in some type of IRA, 401k or something. We never hear people say, I put away too much for retirement. So that's the summary for today.
That's the best. That could be we should end every show that way.
Yes.
Definitely. Malia Cuevas and Janelle Kalish joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Again, you can find them online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That is spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information there. You can learn more about their different divisions at Kloss Financial. And, of course, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, their number, the website, Kloss Financial, K-L-A-A-S. clasfinancial.com. And their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Olive Garden. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How much of a tax deduction will a taxpayer receive in 2018 when they contribute to a Roth IRA? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call, correct answer, will win that $25 gift card for Olive Garden. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Janelle, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Have a great week.
Great to see both of you. And Dan Connery comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.